Hello, a will tussa a giri nismo how to gael idle hail. Well, ta dan ursa going deep.
Yes, Tom with Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelga, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tour Talk Yuck Star Bud Kraila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to How to Go Out with Darren Louise and Shiva, an Acast production.
Fodder of Hernashkiri, How to Go Out, Lumsa Darren.
Lumsa Louise.
August Lumsa Shiva.
Oh, man, can I start even off?
Go bra. August on Delf Dasamach
going to reach. Here we go.
Gals, it's been a few weeks since we've had our little coupons.
Since we've had matching coupon. Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, yeah, careful now. August Tom would.
I know, Shiva's like, get us out of this
Delf
hole of Delf.
The Delf hole, a reach.
I know,
honestly,
I know.
Honestly, though, you know, I go through stages with it, right? Can I just tell you the truth? Mm. I'm using it now because you're here and we're all using it and I didn't want to stand out. But when I'm alone in the apartment, really, and I'm making my own choice beside the kettle, I never reach for it. Sorry, Darren. They're too fucking shallow, like.
They are
too
quite shallow.
Too gobs, they're done.
Yeah. I know, yeah, well, that's true, but... I will say another thing. We came up to the apartment today, agus físe go hidí in air, and you made the dinner yourself. And in all the time I'm coming to this apartment, this is the first time I've ever seen you prepare your own food.
And now, sorry, food is a bit of a generous term there for what Louise was eating.
A can of tuna dumped into
a tin of tuna. I am a cat.
Or bushy.
What can I say?
Or bushy and a tuna fucked in on top of a load of pasta. No, I don't know. It could have been nice.
Gals, I said this on Today FM, right? The whole girl dinner concept that I will happily sit down with a fork, tin of tuna, eat the arse of a pot of olives. Look, they're all gorgeous picky bits, as you'd say,
yes,
Shiva, in your work.
Yeah.
And to say, anyway, people let me know what they were thinking. I was like, people of Ireland, toga buggy like.
So what, were you abused for this?
Absolutely.
For having girl
dinner? They went to town, like, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I was like, come on, it's a tin of tuna. Now, I mean, I have done two tins of tuna 2 days in a row. That is excessive. Like, I don't know.
A lot of
mercury.
A bit of bone cereal.
I had sweet corn.
Not a lot of nutritional value in sweet corn.
No, that's actually
your veg.
No, that's why it goes straight through you, because there's no nutritional value in it.
Yeah, sorry, no, you actually don't digest sweet corn.
Yeah,
it just comes
out. Well, no, it's just the husk. It's just the outside of it. Anyway, let's not.
Yeah, let's not go there.
Sorry.
Louise's toilet is dodgy.
Let's
as
absolutely
is, okay?
Go there. It's such a benefit of sweet corn, because you can do the fucking sweet corn test and see how the gut is working. I love it. I will absolutely be monitoring.
There you go.
And on the lookout.
Louise has a little peek.
You'll meet me tomorrow now and I'll text you like, girls, the bowels are moving well.
Okay, great. Well, glad for you. Shiva Inch Gael and Tachtonshaw.
No, Nimoran thought Nilme a Covenius. I'm not sick anymore, which is great. Yes, so I might actually be able to engage a little bit more in this week's podcast, I hope. From a Rubio Q intro
pod
Darren a shock for the Shkata.
You really rallied though.
Impressed. Yeah, I know. I was editing the video though, and like as the video goes on, you just see my head like slumping further and further back.
Know,
but look,
no,
Panarash, Land of Yoked.
Okay.
And delighted to be here.
I guess I really am. Will is it going in ish on Will Bobo How to Gael Aaron Malach? No.
There is no
the
How to Gael baby.
Aww.
Sorry, also I love that in the question box is specifically came in Todd Durin a gumper. I was like the least likely of the three of us.
Darren, people must know what you're up to when we're not recording.
You know, flat out, girls, flat out.
What about you?
That's why my parents won't listen anymore. No, called it Vima Hisarain, actually, again, weekend, done Dara Shachtam Buink, and it was deadly. I had a wild, wild
you
time.
You did. You sent us a few voice notes.
Yeah, voice notes. Look, things not to be repeated, but I do have a question, right? Do you ever get sleep paralysis after too much drinking? Because I did Dry January, and then, my God, I went straight at it. I I ran a 10k in the drinks department straight after that. So there you go.
I've had it once or wine, and it was an eag of a dare shock to the trauma, and it's terrifying. Yeah.
Terrifying.
I woke up from it screaming, "Dad,
are you serious?"
Yeah, I like came out of it. It was like I wasn't quite awake with it, but I was frozen in my dream, you know? Mm-hmm. And like I snapped out of it and I screamed "Dad" in Carl's ear because I was just wanted someone.
Daddy.
No. It was definitely Dad.
Rather Pinius Massa though, non-fear. I must say I've yet to have a good sesh since the Christmas sessions. I'm in my wellness era.
Yeah.
Actually, did you see on Sunday my scale of the Deir Shachtana was very Scandinavian vibes. I went for a swim in the sea and then outdoor sauna.
In White Strand.
Which is beautiful.
Actually very jealous when I saw that.
So nice.
The best place ever.
Shout out Suivna Saunas. There are three pals that like have these outdoor saunas in Cuntainclora, and honestly it's such a wholesome feeling, lads. So you go into the sauna first and you get really hot, like you're about 10 minutes in and you're honestly like you're kind of rag for a bit of a brisha. Okay. So when you go out, like the elements aren't as cutting. Okay. And then you dunk, it's very easy, you just dunk into the sea and then you know like you've got the treat of knowing you can run back into the sauna to heat up again. So there's a cold ass and you feel I had a great night's sleep after it.
I feel like you're really catfishing us here now, Dad. You're looking after your gut health, you're doing saunas and cold dips. I can't wait to get her back on the drink.
I know. Well, you know, you said you haven't had a big night out, so look, is there one brewing inside of you?
Do you know what? There's actually not. I swear to God, girls, it's so weird, right? Do you know the last night when we went to Sive, we had a jock no go? Do you remember? I left, and I never do it. Yeah. Down in Nesbitt's, I left my drink.
You did.
I didn't finish it.
Yeah. You didn't notice that.
No. Which is like, Darren has that, you didn't notice, because you were like, I'm not leaving here.
There are sober children on Africa.
So do you know, can't talk Yarlum, like, am I don't know.
Yeah, Kumishmak, your Ihaloon, the bank holiday Monday, I went out for a pint and I meant to only have two, but I had three. We met someone and they sent one over to us, which is really nice of them. But three was too much on a school night.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it was. It was. On Tuesday, I just had that. Two would have been perfect. Chef's kiss.
Yeah.
But three keen. This is 31.
Yeah, well, we'll let you wait it because it was a school. Like, it was Ihaloon March. Fair enough. But the two of you really need to fucking go.
I was a school night as well, though. Do you know something that I am really giddy for? And, like, I'm feeling shketamino about the fact we have so many exciting things happening. Yes. So, we're recording this on a Thursday. Tomorrow, Friday, we're going to be live on the 6 o'clock show, Lakeyla.
Yes.
Which is exciting. And then, obviously, the ticketi for our show PO are going to be our deal Magin Amorach. Nervous, excited, like, could
do
with a joch.
I'm so nervous.
I was going to say, there'll definitely be more than 3 punt there, Ihan show PO, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
So, Mothashvigay Shucks, Thon a ticket, Air Yield, they're a Ticketmaster, Thon link in our bio. Hopefully, well, by the I don't know.
Sold out, surely.
Surely they'll be sold out by the time you're listening. But if they aren't, take a Nask and Armayo. It's going to be an absolutely gas night.
Oh, Tommy, absolutely buzzing. Buzzing, buzzing, buzzing. A lot of Valentine, a tacht Denise. So my how-to and tacht and shot is how to make a love potion. So, okay, I know that sounds really mad, but there is a reason why. Because tá galore bailidis tímpel ar na duchana shirke. A duch shirke is a love potion, Sinéan Ghaelge, our love potion. But before we go into that and I give you my magic recipes for how to make love potions, I do have a couple of questions for you. I want to know, first of all, right, obviously the two of you now, one of you is married, one of you is about to be married. Do you have any great unrequited loves in your past that still haunt you?
Now,
here we go.
Shiva is like
no,
pulling
like,
up her sleeves.
No, I was just thinking of like my first loves or... Mm-hmm. Now, I loved cartoons.
So,
okay, right.
So my family still slag me for this, but my first loves were Ash from Pokemon, Sonic the Hedgehog, and Robin Hood the Fox from the Disney movie. Right? My family thought I was really weird for fancying not only cartoons, but animals.
Cartoon animals,
Thank Lord for Gen Z, because there's been a few TikToks sent to me about other people also fancying the Robin Hood the Fox.
Okay. Like, there's a lot to unpack, Sheila, yeah, but thank you for sharing. Yeah. I'm sending you love.
I was trying to think of like something that was unrequited, and obviously they couldn't requite.
So that's gas nervy. Thus, I'll rush in. In my head, the first thought that came to me was like a teenage crush, something unrequited. Reading the Twilight books, I remember being like, Edward Cullen is my dream man. Like, everything about him, I was like, I need to be a vampire. He needs to find me in the night. Like, it was just, I just thought he was the business. Like, I never, ever for a second thought that, what's the other fella? Jacob.
Yeah.
Never even was anywhere. There was no competition.
Right.
It was Edward or no one. Like,
really? Yeah.
Was in raw. And then it's Queen Lam Nora Yen Cheon cameo in the Harry Potter movie. What is it? Goblet of Fire. Oh, he's your man.
Oh, he's Cedric Diggory.
Oh, yeah. Cedric Diggory. I was like, oh, like, can he get any more perfect? Like, he was in Harry Potter, Twilight, and A Ride. Rob Pattinson. Stunning.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a weirdo now, though.
Oh, yeah. So weird now, but whatever. Like,
big weirdo.
Sheila Mackles, isn't it?
Suki Waterhouse. Yes. Oh, she's Sula Pasta. Yes. That's how you actually is pregnant.
Yeah. I actually think, though, they work perfectly. I just think what you call it.
Yeah, two weird English people.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Mm. So that was it for me. What about you, Darren? Willie Clancy.
I tell you. No, I'm actually trying to figure out who would have been my big. I think. Maybe when I was younger, I don't really think I gave it as much. I don't know. I wouldn't really been. I probably fancied Buckley and Morang. I couldn't say now that there were any cartoon or fictional characters that I fancied.
Yeah, you haven't lived.
I haven't lived. No.
She was like, I didn't have a telly. I just had a concertina.
Yeah, maybe it was just something I should explore. I was a great woman. I was saying this was, I was a great woman now in my late teens, early 20s for like an unrequited love. I nearly would seek out people that like
were unavailable.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Shin. Yes. And me and my sister used to always say it. Yeah, it was just a bit of a mad, like, do you know, like, I'd love nothing but now pine.
Like, were you pining for someone like you were drawn to what was what you couldn't have, you wanted.
Oh, 100%. And then like, see, like fellas then, like, as soon as they'd start fancying me back, I'd be like, this is not for me.
Nirev Nabukli few ooh it. Just feel the Muhu Khan, August on whole moody atmosphere ooh it. Not great.
And drama.
Maybe I should have read the Twilight books and it would have made things a lot easier.
Honestly. Loved, on Cobbital Shin, where it's like, I think they have a whole Cobbital Umlon Glon because Bella is pining for Edward so bad that they just leave a whole chapter completely blank in the book to convey how empty she feels gone. It was so dramatic.
Yeah. Also, like, what a great like analogy for how people feel in the absence of their great love.
I don't know, kneecap hug and milk Stephanie Meyer's co, like, you know,
dying.
Dying,
but like, they're really, do you know, they get a lot of abuse for being like fantasy and all this, but actually, I guess when you look at the, I don't know, Bun Thamey, there's stuff that's really relatable in the books.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't read them again, lad. Yeah. But I have watched the films.
Films are shite.
I really liked every single one of them. And I loved all the Harry Potters and I loved all the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, Lord of the Rings, yes.
Yeah.
The other two are shite.
Okay, you can't compare Lord of the Rings and fucking Twilight films.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to take control of this conversation again. That's an interesting thing that you're saying about that, because, well, that was another thing I was going to say, and I think it has to do with the Duch Sherke. It's like, do you know, when you're younger, and that, like, when you do fall in love, you know, what is it that saying of, like, loves, or the sharp kind of sting of a young love? Oh, what's that? It's a really famous quote. I'll have to Google that now.
Got a really, really famous quote that I can't remember.
No, oh, fuck it now. It says, hang on there now. I'll talk amongst yourselves and I'll figure
out. Fly like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Who says that?
Muhammad Ali.
Oh yeah, I mean, that's probably nothing got to do with love.
What's your favourite love quote, Louise?
My favourite love quote.
While we're waiting on Darren.
Do you have a favourite Shanahul Grover? There's definitely one nice.
Oh, sorry.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I have it.
Go on.
And it's actually hilarious because this is a quote from Harry Potter, which is gas.
I thought we were going to get
like a big literary. Well, in fairness, like probably, okay, I know J.K. Rowling is a very problematic character. We're not going to go into that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
At the time.
Her books are iconic.
They are iconic. But anyway, we'll separate the art from the artist. They are great literary works of their time. But that's an Albus Dumbledore quote, to be young and feel love's keen sting. And it is so true, because you know, when you fancy fell out when you're like 16, 17, 18, right into like your early 20s, when you're a bit, you know, we all go through that loose stage.
Yeah.
And
it's the cage or mohu na mohu concho. And you're but Chinon Fog will Dini Yoga, like, oh my God, no one else has ever felt like this before. Yeah. You know, Mark Capitan Cabay and cage or air down, Gwil, a show he's totally good in it. But Chinon Fog will take a cook, you know?
Yeah, totally. But and that's why I think, you know, it's such a universal feeling that obviously we all share with our contemporaries, but also does Sheer and the Hama, like, they all felt like that as well. You know, 200 years ago there were women pining after men and men pining after women, and Joe, it's kind of these very raw human experiences tie us to people through history.
That shouldn't, and Gretchen to you then, like, when you know and Gretchen to you mean like splank or let or into, like, is there a spark? You know the way sometimes you can meet a person and you just know immediately, like, there's something with their energy. You have
so
that
true.
Connection.
I don't believe in growers. I don't know, probably to such an oofos at the raw, but like, you either know Gwil Splank Adrev New. Like, I don't like these people like, oh no, they really grew on. Well, I just need, just I just couldn't be me. Just need to
Straight away.
Yeah.
So we're big fans of oysters. Our podcast show Shohe on fear aphrodisiac, Kalini. Our coolish of trocht, really. A riav are in saucepan dove.
Near cooler.
Okay. So the saucepan dove was like a not kind to vehicle, basically means the black saucepan. And the reason why it's referred to as the black saucepan, because Duchna Sherka potions magic, was a lot of that was associated with women. It was a women's craft, witches, you know, and Kalich. And, you know, they'd be at home making, I don't know, bewitching or ruddy osnadorha in their little saucepan dove over the heart of the fire. And they used to say I suppose the kind of mystery of the love potion was associated with the mystery, what was going on in that black cauldron. So there's loads of different recipes and loads of different methods of saucepan dove, but I actually did a good bit of research on this on Vlianch Carta. And the leg mesifger shriek Tomas O'Murachu, Lana Giver Tomas O'Murachu, Doctor Shaha, Doctor Sreilge, I think we'll try UCC, then at the winter Yvonne.
No, need Olame, no.
Anyway, he's a very smart man. And the Yin Sheshud on the Hotide, Aaron Saucepan Dove, and Irhiri, he did a lot of research on the Saucepan Dove in Kerry. Anyway, so I read his paper, and he's collected a couple of recipes for us to say, but it was a real Rud Maslach. You know?
So who would be making the saucepan dove? Is it someone who was looking for love and they would plant it for their desired person to eat or drink?
Yes, that was it. Like, Joe, if there was a match made and people couldn't understand it, like if someone was punching or, you know, if whatever it was, people were like, how are they getting married? They would always say, oh, he took an out sup of the saucepan dove. And it was a real misogynistic thing because it was the man who took the saucepan dove. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, so it was kind of Cassula you know, on like Vixashin on a war August Madog, like, oh, he's whipped. You know? Yes. You know, on Frozishin, like, yeah. oh, he's whipped. Oh, sorry for, you know, respecting my partner, know. You know, yeah. which is. Shin, yeah. oh, but Shin of Yeon, you know, August Madog.
She's bizarre, actually. You know? Yeah, it was such a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, oh my God, look, he's doing something that she's interested in. He yeah. must be whipped. So, Shaw, a Cohen and yeah. Shin, yeah. For though, was on Saucepan Duff.
Absolutely. Do you know, Shin actually really smiled, because another one of those misogynistic phrases is, oh, she's so controlling. He did like he doesn't want to go, or he doesn't want to go do this, or doesn't want to no, like she
or
has boundaries.
She wears the pants. Yeah, is another one. She wears the pants, and it's like no, yeah. she just has her own thormy. Is Shin honest the mule actually?
Yeah, and like we actually Shin like on a Quichin thug is weird, you know, in our day gig, me octini rosh and like oh he's whipped. Yeah. But like really, it was like an ishic swine of sheer fwee. Like if someone said someone was whipped, like we should have. Really warm to that person, you know, whereas yeah. we were still under that kind of misogynistic spell as well, like a Egan Egan Ishin.
Yeah.
But like we should have been like, oh, here's a person who respects his other half,
yeah.
who wants to do things that she's interested in because yeah. she's interested in them, and actually cares about her feelings, so does things to thinking of her feelings. We should have been looking for someone who was whipped.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas yeah. then you'd be like, oh, he's whipped.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he doesn't drag her to watch the soccer gawk Dara Shakhtana.
Yeah, or doesn't fucking ignore her and not answer his phone, yeah. You know, for 2 days, or like leaves the lads to go and follow through with plans yeah. that he's already made. Yeah.
So basically near, well, Eidr's Law knew him, Neil Cohen and Depp O'Viac, so on Saucepan Dove could eat Eidr definitely know him. We were still like Laird
Finn, you know, like about the Saucepan Dove, what fascinates me is like, would people be brewing it up with the hope that they could like fool someone into falling in love with them? So like, was it like, was there that side of it too?
Okay, so basically, I mean, that whole we
so if I'm a teenager in the, I don't know, 1920s,
yeah, well it would 30s, have been kind 40s? Of more prominent in pre-famine Ireland, like okay. I mean, when the famine happened, and obviously, like, you know, there was a, are we calling the famine a genocide now? I don't know.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Great. So
anyway. Let that laugh. I don't know. I'm laughing at Shiva, yeah. not the famine. Like,
not genocide. Anyway, that was really like the starter of a huge cultural shift, because, you know, prior to that, Irish was the big language, how we divided up land, how we approached marriage, everything like that was totally different. And then, you know, 2 million people were died in the country, and the population was just decimated, and so many people left, and it changed how we all rule our lives. So that was kind of the end, really, of the prominence of the love potion. I suppose it still kept going, like, in practice, maybe up until the arrival of the 19th century. Like, it certainly lived on a Gwina na Nina. Like, okay. So there's still a folk memory of it. But I'm like, such a hard thing to prove, because who is going to admit it?
I bet you it's more recent than we think, though. There's probably Oitana. You know, even few, like, the Dingle Druid, right? I'm not saying that she's someone who makes the love potion, but Julie's phenomenal. And, you know, she does practice a lot of these pagan rituals.
Well, she's a druid,
so Bather. You know, I'd imagine on, I don't know, do people come to visit her and ask for advice or Corla and stuff? And Bather, I don't know, me and Sheik brew all potions. Well,
she's going to brew me a little potion for my scar. Okay,
amazing. So Shanskuldini Fosig brew all.
Oh, yeah.
And circa though, I don't know.
Well, this is a really good segue that we can talk about my accident now again.
Oh, Jesus. Something else to edit out of the podcast.
Okay, no, but I will say to you about what the saucepan dove, basically how that was you would brew a potion. Like, there was different versions of different kind of saucepan doves. And
can we have an Ithis?
Oh, it's coming. But basically what you do is you would
tinna
brew
tuna.
I've just been making one.
You'd brew a potion, and then you'd slip it to your, you know, intended. So one of the Idisi Agoran Saucepan Dove, right? And I have this written down. Okay. So this is Mike and Phila, you know, Machla Peg Sayers, and it was collected in 1965, right? The main ingredients was that you would harvest, and it had to be like, if Louise wanted someone to fall in love with her, you would have to harvest your own period blood, collect it. Okay.
Oh, very so Megan Fox of me.
Yeah, we're off to a great start. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Use a little moon cup or something, wouldn't they?
Fiber bit. Yeah. And then you'd collect the fat from girlies. A pig or a lamb.
The fat.
The fat from after you'd
A little Ewan.
Fat.
Sorry, yeah, Jesus. Yeah. Can we just knock out?
Oh, look, the vegetarian here. Oh, yeah. do animals have fat? Yes.
Just put a bit of flora in. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm such an urban.
No, artificial fats here. Okay.
Sorry, I'm such an urban vegetarian. I had no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, right, yeah. Okay. So then you'd have unsalted pork, right? So meat.
With the fat of an animal.
Yeah, so you would. So, you know, when you're. Okay, I don't want to get too graphic about this because people won't want to hear this, but like, it's obviously very different. Like, we go in and get fat from a butcher or get meat from a butcher, but like, mm-hmm. when you're killing your own animal, like, there's a lot more, you know, there's
gory.
A lot more to play with. Okay, so you'd have this when you would kill a pig, you'd leave the meat hanging for a long time and you salt it and you cure it and stuff. But before you do any of that, like, you take some of the raw, unsalted, unpreserved meat
yeah.
from the pig, which would actually, like, that would be quite hard to
come by.
Yeah, come by.
Sounding so, delicious so far. So now we have a bit of fat, period blood.
Yeah.
This might be the first meal flesh, Louise ever makes.
Yeah. Beaten out a can of tuna. Then the next
thing, whip out that putter there till we get going.
So the next thing then you do, you boil all of this together, right, for a couple of hours, and once it's kind of hit the sweet spot, right, then you bring in the Magdalene Mairich, which is purple orchid, which is a wild flower, and they, like, the literal translation to that is Mairich is like frisky, or like you know, really fun. Sorry. Or a bit wild.
I'm obsessed with when Dirren said the word frisky, she cocked up her shoulder.
Dirren shows how to be frisky again there.
So frisky balls, okay, yeah, frisky, which is the folk balls. The folk kind of word for purple orchid.
Sorry, why can't I say that word? Okay,
orchid.
And then there's other wild flowers as well that you bring into the mix, like Pookie Pell Bui, which is yellow toadstool.
Okay. Oh.
And
Pookie, is that like little yellow ghosts?
Yeah.
Love
so
it.
Little yellow toadstools, and they would, you specifically have to get the ones with the long stalk that grows out of animal manure, like, because they're the ones that are, which also,
there we go, where are we going?
We're going magic mushrooms, baby. Yes. Yes.
We're all in the magic mushrooms there in Bodshaw.
Yes. Okay. We'll
but no
more.
Harm to be throwing a little bit of Dríocht into that potion, because listen, you'd need it all.
Absolutely.
Alongside the fat and the period blood.
No, you just had to make sure you were the first person they saw on the mushrooms, because they'd fall absolutely in love with you.
Absolutely.
But Vita Ronchin, so Grover and a yellow toastal show Foss and Moccas and Manure, and that's what magic mushrooms did as well.
Yes. Yeah. We know that there is a certain type of magic mushroom that grows out of the animal manure, and anyway, that's a whole other podcast. So you would brew all this in together, okay, like, this is, by the way, a very laborious task. Okay, so then
but you could make a fine pot of it and then have enough to go around.
Listen, girl, if you're brewing it right first,
you want to make it enough.
So then would be the task of how do you slip this to your betrothed, because, like, you're not going to sample this and, like, have it unsuspectingly.
Have you seen The Traitors?
No, I haven't.
Someone
in the trays would be good at this, because they had to slip a juck to dinner a wine off the traitors a leg, and it had to be just the one person, you know.
Yeah. Row yacker though juck a slip all the going. It would be though, like, depending era.
right, I would throw him
in my experience.
Oh my god!
Branche, like, could you put a little bit of poutine with it, or a little fushkin,
well,
or
what they dice chaser? What they actually used to do is, like, they used to bake them into fruitcakes, and they'd give it to, you know, the man. Or another thing they used to do is they might host a party, and they'd be saying, okay, we're going to roast a pig, and then, like, in the festivities, I suppose, when people are drunk, that they would slip the potion to them. But they were actually, like, the mythology around it, or the folklore around it, was they were very understood, like, this is not something to fuck around with, like, they can be really, really dangerous. And even on the Maurine continent, this was, like, a common theme in loads of different cultures. They have a long history of different recipes for love potions, but, like, they were very much like, you know you need to be really careful, you're not just slipping this to somebody, because sometimes there were very powerful opioids used in these, and if you weren't 100% correct in how you brewed it, if you gave too much, someone could die. And I'm not fucking surprised with some of the
Sorry, but what were, what was the opioids coming from? Was it from the yellow toadstools?
Well, this is just one recipe, but on reading on it, there is, hang on now, I have a little note here.
Well, I suppose
here.
Really,
I did loads of
really and truly, if you were going to be potentially spiking someone anyway, you could be doing it with whatever you want. Mm. Like, you know, I mean, it's probably a little bit romantic to think that you're, you know, bubble, toil and trouble, like you're making this nice little love potion. But like, ultimately, is it actually an absolutely terrible thing? Like, you're kind of just spiking someone in order to totally. Take advantage of them when they don't have their full
it's the Rohypnol of the 18th century, really.
Yeah, but like on Glockenlash and Coover is Tovuk the Unsho is your menstrual blood.
You would think so, but I would say it's probably the magic mushrooms, to be honest, because menstrual blood was
But Dar Lesh, like Nadini Fado, they would probably think, like, to make it specific to you, you'd have to put in your own fill.
Yeah.
But we can confidently say Nar Oibrick Shay Mary Owler Shin.
Yeah, I know. No? I mean, well, I don't know. I mean, this is not
scientifically, the menstrual blood would have absolutely no effect on the person. It wouldn't make them feel any stronger towards you. So is the effect, I would imagine, would be trying to make them lose their senses so that you could...
Well, you know way too much about this.
Yeah. The scientifically and on the...
No, actually, a lot of like Aborigine tribes and even like in South America and stuff like that, like attribute a lot of like Osnadorhugdi and Phil Vistru, and they actually think that like there was huge healing powers. Like there used to be a real nose amongst the Aborigines, they would harvest their period blood and like women would bleed into the ground, and then like they would think that like by using this blood it had really like strong healing properties, and that there was loads of different uses that you could have for it. And also like we're going back to ancient kind of understandings and stuff, but I wouldn't be so sure of that. I do think that like we're talking about different states of consciousness, and I just think that there's a lot more to that than what we understand.
So those are all like go Gredin Thuga Puin to Gryberg and Sauce Pandov.
I don't know, yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't be...
Really?
I mean, why would something... Why would such a fucking disgusting recipe and nose... Why would that, like, survive for so, so long?
Because
and, like,
it's presumably, absolutely bonkers, like...
Yeah, but, like, people did it, people did it, like... Like, there's, like... It's not only an Irish thing. Like, it's rolled, like, our foot and down. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I just think... Those societies were so different to what our society is now. Like, if you even go back to what Ireland was like, do you know, like pre-famine, like, fuck me, like, we had
but
no
they
idea.
Had no science, like, they didn't understand anything scientifically.
I know, but I think that, like, science and, like, our the modern world, like, globalization, phones, technology, like, medicine, like, that's all really dulled loads of other senses that we have. Like, you know, reality, this reality that
See, nowadays, Maura from the Blaskets would have just gone on to Bumble. And been like,
there you go.
Got her boat into Dingle and got the ride.
Well, that's it. Like, yeah, that's it. But another thing, like, this is another thing that they were really afraid of. If you overindulged the recipient, okay, not only could they're like, they could lose their mind, they could die, or a big thing you had to be careful was that they might get the flop.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, well, yeah. You should have started with that one.
Like, I mean, there you go. Occupational hazard. I just think that.
Pilly willy.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that there's... I'm not saying I'm going to harvest my fucking period blood and make a love potion. I'm just saying that I don't think that we can... Like, 200 years later, who is to know? Honestly, who's to know what? You know, and we... Look, if you go on a really fucking psychedelic trip on those mushrooms, you just never know.
Yeah, but fresh, like, on Rissar Rogan, I'll go on mass, I'll go share any can of tradition, and I'll go, like, you know, go wherever they can on to, you know,
I'll go same machine now, sorry, just the raw.
Yeah.
In team machine, I'll go Captain Gould, Shake a Hall, and I'll go Gachrod, but just, I think, obviously, it was a different time.
Yeah.
Like, I think you'd be out of your mind to go brewing something now in the hope that it would someone fall in love with you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You'd be certified. Like,
yeah, you would for the yeah.
But, I'm just saying, if I really fancy
someone...
Well,
I mean, I definitely think as well, Darren, though, there are people who are doing it. Like, if people are charging crystals, and I'm not... This isn't pointed at you. But, like, if people are saging spaces, charging crystals, you know, like, we're sinking their cycles to the moon.
Yeah.
No, I think...
Sorry, are you just attacking me here?
No, I'm not. But I'm saying it probably isn't...
I don't know. I think
something that someone hasn't done in recent times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I think you'd have to be a bit fucking unhinged.
Please get in touch with us if you are brewing love potions. Yeah, we would love to know.
And if it's worked, share your recipe.
But also, just a raw, like, this is not an endorsement.
No,
we do not recommend. But please bake something else this Valentine's Day for your one true love.
This is actually a collaboration with Peg Sarah's son.
Yeah,
spun.
I'm actually vegetarian, so I couldn't have it anyway.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. God. That's bad, isn't it?
You're what?
I'm vegetarian, so I couldn't have a SNL saucepan. I'd like to have a vegan version.
Well, yeah, we actually do have a vegan version because there's some other recipes here as well.
Okay. Another one. Keisha and Nice, palatable.
A little bit. Like, another one is that you would boil the shite of a white male goose, a gander.
Yeah.
So that it was said that if you
delish.
Yeah, but and you could make kind of a tea out of that, out of the boiled shite.
why are they so intent on boiling waste products from bodies? Like,
yeah, I don't know. It is a bit mad.
It could be because like that is obviously so taboo. Like, it's waste product. We don't use it. We don't go near it. They're like, do you know what would be mad to do with it?
Yeah.
Is boil it.
But all of these notes that must come from somewhere, because like, even why do we think it's lucky for a bird to shit on us?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Why is
we're
that
back to
lucky?
Episode one. Who would you shit on if you were a bird? But
shit on sort of stuff. Yeah. Like, there must have been Gael Egan, Dam Egan.
But like, can you imagine, like, if you didn't have every evening when you go to bed, like, you know, you weren't scrolling the internet, right? There was no telly, no radio. You probably couldn't afford a book. Like, do you know what I mean?
I'd be unemployed.
What are you doing to? Yeah. What are you doing to entertain yourself? And also, like,
boiling shite.
Running after the arse of a gander to pick up his droppings.
I'm fucking telling you. Well,
'twas a better way to live, lads.
Yeah, if there's a better way to live, I gotta have it. Bit of a kneecap quote there.
I don't know if it's for me.
Well, I know. I would hope not, Louise. It's a bit fucking weird, like, to be in the middle of Dublin city centre, like, fucking brewing.
I don't
brewing.
Think we were looking for a yay or a nay on the saucepan, though, no, Louise. Like,
it's just sharing some information, okay? But do you know, though, that was a real
sorry,
thing.
Sorry, can I just put away my ladle, so?
Right, what's in those fucking tins of tuna?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I was going to say, though, how people, like, even animals and stuff like that, like, Joe, you know, I remember I was interviewing a woman from Moose Gree when she was 93 or 94. She was saying to me, like, when they were younger and they had chickens and stuff, like, Joe, you know, it'd be such a big deal if you were going killing a chicken. You would not leave any bit of that. Like, they'd pluck the feathers, they'd use it to make a pillow, like, they'd have the new pillow in the house, and they'd use they'd use every single bit of it, the carcass, all the meat. Like, there was nothing left to go to waste, even you know, the waste of the animal. So, and everything had its function. Sorry, go on.
No, actually, ain't he? I'm like leshing gurkagashin, like, as a vegetarian. But like, I think ma hogan's theeny and for her eat fain. August, like, ma worrying she'd eat. August, ma soid and she'd got quid. Then, and ve, like, ain't he him nice mona shin? Yeah. Non canal culture thought. Do you know what I mean? Like, is balak mahishin and freshen tatuve, like, in vunahook, kneel to a curamu, like, that, like, shin and balak are corner with it all, oh, have. Like, I don't know, or the ahida.
God, it's such a pity now I haven't my chickens anymore. I used to have two lovely chickens out the back, and I was fucking mad about them. I used to make up I used to go out every morning to get my eggs. I made up a little song. Do you want to hear the song?
Let the hole.
Okay.
I hope it's Oscailge.
Oh, of course it was Oscailge. And me and Nelly'd go out the back to pick up the eggs. And actually, she was so good. She'd go in the morning, like, and she knew we'd be getting. So she'd actually pick up the eggs in her mouth sometimes.
Oh my god!
And she'd come up to the door with a little bit. She'd be robbing them for herself. Like, so then we'd be like, Nelly, drop the egg, and like, she wouldn't break it or anything. And then so we'd have two. We'd have two eggs then for the breakfast. Morning. Yeah. But
go on, Con and Aaron.
Oh, yeah. It was Carcabugga Dassa, Carcabugga Bui, Ali and Chiska Shasker in the Digging Bug County, the Ova Gum are Madden. Fi ova cohar madden is fi sha gum dum loan is nor a vientia donna tugum kicked off who's a doin.
Oh my god, but Corgan Bixby shouldn't have lowered the forty.
Yeah.
Well, at the end of it is like tugum kicked off who's a doin.
But that'd be a Nina is far than a forty.
Yeah, that was my I used to go out in the morning and I'd be picking. Yeah, there you go. I was so wholesome.
Sorry, 1-800 Cooler Cahir. We'll sort that out.
Well, thank you.
May actually brought new air. Couldn't be Steve. Couldn't be Oscar leaning new Leroy like a will to.
Fucking laughing away here.
Could have made Ashley not scare Instagram and you, and it was like, would you like to adopt a hen? Mar thought, thought sanctuary aching a glurug like homes though. But I was like, Fimisha actually brand new air and sieve. But like, how realistic is it to keep hens in an urban area?
Oh, that's why we had to get rid of our hens, because they were attracting rats. So like, they're great to have. They're great to have during the summertime and stuff. But then like with the hen feed, do you know, and like hens are really stupid as well. So, and then next thing there'd be, because it was in like a town and they were attracting rats.
So God, I have no desire for any of the above now.
Oh, no, I'd love a few.
I'm dying to get my hens back.
Absolutely not. No, I'd love.
I'd love it. There you go. No desire, girls. No.
Niga full.
That'll
change when your biological clock starts clucking.
No, I'm grand now.
Wait till we boil their shite. We can figure out what they can, what other things we can harvest from them.
Well, there you go.
Carlini, will this go the spree levef we yasa egdine?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's if we Greek thaku like.
Like gasa, there's like
Espralam and Frozishin.
But like gasa is a really, it's a special kind of a spell or driacht, because it basically, so my understanding of it is a Bader Gulchashami Kar, but to my knock more kinta, that like a gasa is a special kind of a spell that only a woman can cast over a man, and it makes the man fall in love with the woman. So it's specifically a love bound spell that means that the man has to do the woman's deed. So kind of like being whipped.
Kind of like being whipped.
Yeah, 100%.
Leg me, Queen of Artillera.
Just some lies.
Oh, do I remember any of it now? But there was loads I remember about all of this being Fui Yasa. And I actually. Maybe this says more about me being at Marghina, but I love the fact that someone could literally be under a spell of love.
Yeah.
I think that that's really romantic.
Well, because it's true.
Yeah,
that's what you are like. You're kind of like Ermeshka Nufuigasa. Like, I think it's the perfect description. You would do their bidding.
Oh, totally. Well, it brings you into a different kind of reality. I'm all about this notion that like we construct our own reality, and once you kind of fall in love, you are kind of living in a different reality to the one that you. Do you know, like you're in
an altered state.
Reality is so different.
Like probably thaw chemicon eggsul in the kerp ovi on.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah,
you're literally high.
Oh yeah, absolutely. High enough, and your whole life is like just, you know, about that person.
Yeah,
but it's na scale to finiachta, right? The gasa was like one of the most powerful and potent things that can happen, and was a huge catalyst in like these big epic stories like Tóraíoch Diarmuid agus Gráinneach, like Naoise agus Deirdre. It was in Gasa was like the big perpetrator, and it's kind of like, you know, this in a world that's dominated by, you know, men and the patriarchy, that the Gasa was the weapon, the one weapon that, you know, a woman could utilize against men, and by making a man fall in love with her, you know, she rendered him, or sorry, by putting a man in Fui Casa, she rendered him, you know, kind of emasculated a bit, because, you know, that's why Diarmuid O'Díne abandoned na Fianna, because he was Fui Casa Gráinne, and why they went all over Ireland trying to hide from Fionnuala's na Fianna so they could be together.
Basically, Diarmuid was whipped.
He was so whipped. And I love how Roman Sul Deir Scale is. Isn't there loads of Diarmuid and Gráinne? What are they called? It's like Labba.
Labba,
Diarmuid, Labba, Gráinne. And they're these flat stones that are all over like the west of the country where they lay together.
Yeah, so the story of Diarmuid and Gráinne, basically, and I know this is going to end up a really long podcast, but I'll just give it to you really quickly, condensed version. Fionn had heard that Gráinne was unreal, but Gráinne, when she was younger, fell in love with this man, never forgot about him. And then years and years later, they tried to marry Gráinne off, and she's always holding this life for this man, never seen him since. Anyway, Fionn and Fianna come. Fianna, obviously, like the biggest rides in Ireland at the time, all these warrior men. And next thing, Gráinne sees.
Basically, the Limerick
curling
team.
The Limerick curling team.
Gráinne was meant to marry Fionn, but a really, really old Fionn.
The night before the wedding, Gráinne is meant to marry Fionn, and she's fucking disgusted because Fionn is such an owl fella. And then next thing, Diarmuid O'Díne walks in, this big, sexy, and actually she saw him play hurling, and that's why she fell in love with him. Now listen, we've all been there.
Happens, girls.
Sexy hurlers, okay?
I told you, it's the sweaty arse in the GA shorts. So that's my Pot the Dove.
There's your saucepan dove. That's the male equivalent to a saucepan dove. Get your arse sweating in a pair
sweat
of onions.
Sweat of one pair of GAA shorts.
So anyway, next thing, Gráinne slips na Fianna, Fionn and some, I'm not sure was it all in Fianna, I can't remember the
all the boys.
But anyway, slips him a sleeping draught, has a chat with Dermot O'Dina, is like, puts him for Yasa, and the two of them escape. Okay, and then they know that Fionn and Fianna are gonna hunt them down because Dermot has like really offended Fionn now by running away with Gráinne. So the thing about Fianna is, right, they're this mythical band of warriors. Like, there's nothing that could make a man turn against his brothers in arms, except that it would have to be that this woman, you know, put him for Yasa. Like, he was whipped. That was what it was. Mm-hmm. And then they were all over Ireland. They couldn't stay in any place more than one night, which is why there's so many Lepacha de Yermada Gráinne. And then in the end, like, there was all these clues, you know, like, Dermot allegedly was like leaving strips of raw meat after them, like, so that Fionn would know that drawing his virginity was still intact and all this mad shit. I know, but then like eventually that stopped. So they're riding away in the caves, and then they had a couple of children, and eventually they thought that they could broker this deal. It was up in Sligo, up around Ben Bulbin, where they thought that they could have some kind of a truce. And anyway, I think it was a mythical wild boar. I have to double check the ending of this now. And anyway, in the end, Dermot O'Dina dies. But their love, look, millennia later, we're still talking about their love story. And that's a very long-term gasa, like, you know, lasted their whole life. So it's very gorge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tasha Shin Gaholin, yeah. Gurmina Magus, yeah. Yeah.
Shin Gaholin.
So, Glúis na Seacht na Seo.
Ooh.
Okay, the Ceann Agam. Now, obviously, we don't use this term because it's very negative, but an Gaeilge whipped.
Oh, go on.
Fuibh Uis an Cuit.
Love it.
Under the paw of the cat, literally.
Love
but
it.
Fuibh Uis an Cuit.
Yes.
Yeah, but murder it may. Níl sé sin ro yarfuck. Like, we don't say that about people now.
Yeah.
Unless we want to. No, don't worry.
Unless.
That's all good.
Oh,
no, we just don't reserve it specifically for men.
Yes, and we can. By the way, like, I have absolutely been whipped by men as well. You know, like
I'm a little bit free wish. I'm a little bit free wish on quit. I'm a little bit free gasa.
Yeah,
free gasa. Oh, creation is stuck. Can we put that into free gasa? Yeah, Carl gets a lot of airtime.
Yeah, he does. God love him. Yeah. Sorry,
God bless him.
The glute.
Can I steal free gasa? That's gorgeous. Can we create stock free gasa August 3rd? I'm all. I love the love. I love the magic. I love the under the spellness of it all. I think that's all stunning.
Yeah, it is stunning. It is stunning.
I think it's galling, and I think it's really Irish to let your soul and spirit believe that it's otherworldly.
Well, do you know what the big takeaway from this is? To me, to count me all or grow, when we did speak about orgasms there before, I'm like the whole notion of it that it's alternate states of consciousness, and I just think that that's so true. Like, you know, again, I'm just going to sound like a broken record, but reality is a construct. Like, you know, there are just so many different layers of what your mind is capable of. Anyway, mine are going to be the Magri Mairach.
Yes.
Agus Pukki Pelbui, which is the toadstool.
Ah, yeah, we need that. Code we'll probably use that next week, won't we?
We could do with a few of them. Will you bring some next week?
Okay. Okay. August Canic to Cade, that it's such a gorgeous little Valentine's gift, wouldn't it be?
I would be Fui Yasa now, well and truly Fui Yasa, if someone bought me a ticket to Gael for Valentine's
Day. I'll be Fui Yasa gawking us look feckin' so you better buy your tickets. We're going to give you all a big wet kiss on dinner. Looking of day feckin' with me Abron Shiv.
Woo! Good slam!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, a will tussa, a geary nismo, how to gael, idle hail.
Well, tá dean uachtar going Dave.
Yes, Tom with Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nís Mó Gaeilge agus Nís Mó Gluais.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon agus tuair tocaíocht star Bud Craoladh.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.